Victor Echo 3 Delta Alpha Charlie. He had a comment for you there, Henry. And I'm not sure if you got it there or not. Might have been a bit of doubling. I think maybe on my part. But anyways, go ahead, Victor Echo 3 Delta Alpha Charlie, if you're still listening. Over. Okay, nothing heard, so he must have stepped away from the radio there or moved on to a different network. I'm not currently looking at the dashboard here, so I'm kind of going blind here, but it's amazing how much a person sometimes depends on those dashboards, for these connections that connect up all over the place, so. And not sure if Benoit is still there. VE2, Victor Bravo. VE5RJM, and I heard your conversation or QSO there with Pierre there, and I'm not sure, I think I talked to you before, but it's been a while, I think. Name here is Randy, and the call sign is Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike. Over to you, Benoit, if you're still listening, VE2, Victor Bravo.
VE5 Alpha Lima, listening.
Well, I think these guys slipped away there, but what a great morning we've had here with all these different connections and so forth. I think I'm missing one in there as well. But I don't think I wrote it down. So if you're in there, another station, please come now and say hello. Sorry, I missed you there. If not, you take it away there, Pierre. You're back from your little break there. Come now that other station there that I forgot your call sign there. Over. Well, maybe I didn't hear anybody, but anyways, we'll always try to pause here enough time, so anybody wishing to chime in and get in the round tree here is more than welcome. We welcome all these stations that we haven't talked to before and a couple that we have, so fine business and all that, that's awesome. Over to you, Pierre. VE5 Alpha Lima, VE5 RJM. How was your break? Nice and refreshing outside? Over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I need a break. What a nice USO. Excuse me. Yeah, from the United States. And Henry, Emil, Emil. Well, it's too bad Paul was not there. Oh my God. And the guys, what's his name again? Adam. We have a friend beside him. He speaks French. So we have a good QSO together in French, of course. And I think it's from Paris or somewhere. I'm not sure. I forgot to ask him, but anyway, very nice QSO all together for the whole group. Wow, was awesome. Back to you, Randy.
Yeah, can I get in here for a second, VA3HOI?
Go ahead there, Henry. You got the mic. VA3HRY, VA5RJM in the group.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. VA3HRY returning. Pierre, this is, I've done what I call a little bit of research with AI, and I've gone on and read a little bit more about that brake cleaner, and I think all brake cleaners, and I'm a little concerned about using it on my derailleur. I've got a few plastic parts, and my frame has, of course, paint on it, so I'm really a little concerned about using it. All the warning really pushes to be careful about using it on plastic and paint. So I'm having second thoughts about going that way. Go ahead, Pierre. Over.
No problem at all. Well, that's what will be good on the change only. Don't use in the plastic because it will be very PO big time. So, no, don't use on the plastic. I'm talking with Randy about it too, and he told me the same. Don't use that stuff on the plastic stuff. But you decide, whatever. So I just tried to help you, Henry. No problem at all. But anyway, so that's up to you. So go ahead, Henry.
Yeah, I understand, you know, to try to keep it just on the chain. But unfortunately, the chain does go around the derailleur in the back and the gear changing, and it has, it will come in contact with plastic parts. So, you know, I could take the chain out like I've done before. It's not much work and put it back together. You know, it takes 5 minutes to take it off and another 5 minutes to put it back on kind of thing. So it's no big deal. But, everything else will be, full of, sand and everything else like the gears. I mean, I might be able to clean the chain, but everything else will be dirty. So I've got to figure out, other sprays to use that are, plastic and paint safe. I've used WD-40 just for cleaning because it's also a penetrating oil, and that's worked pretty well, but you know, the stuff's getting expensive, and I go pretty well on a large can. I'll use half a can on it. So and then the parking lot has this spot. The oil gets into the pavement, and it has this funny spot, and nobody's ever questioned me about it, but I don't want the board of directors on my back. So now I'm going to think a little bit more about that because I'm concerned about plastic and paint on the bicycle. Thanks for the information and you bringing my attention to the plastic because that's what I started reading, and it really put me on guard over that. The derailleur on my bicycle is worth as much as the bicycle itself. So if I needed to replace that, it'd be a major expense. VE5AL, VA3HRY. Go ahead, Pierre.
Yeah, roger that. Well, you know, I built some PC board, electronic PC board. I worked for some company in Saskatoon. I was a technician over the electronic technician, you know, for the plastic stuff, for all kind of, any kind of plastic. So over there at the office, we use a PC cleaner. So the PC cleaner, they don't affect any, they don't make any damage on the PC board or plastic or capacitor or whatever. You know what I mean? A PC cleaner. So, you know what I'm talking about, right? Thank you.
Yeah. In fact, I think I've got a can from years ago here somewhere. I'll check my I'll check the closet, see if there's if I've got a can. I know I've got a can because I know I did some. Anyway, I'm talking to myself now. I'll check it out, and I'm sure that's safe for plastics, like you're talking about. So I might even try that. Why not? If I find a can, if it's not empty now.
Yeah, no problem again. No, that's a good thing. I told you before this morning, don't use that stuff in the plastic because, you probably say, I don't want to talk to Pierre again. Hi, back to you.
Yeah, not just the plastic, but also the paint. I mean, I value the paint on my bicycle, you know. I want to keep it as original as possible. So I appreciate the information, you know, to use the spray, but you also gave me the warning about the plastic. So that's why I dug into it a little further, and even AI tells me to be careful about using it on plastic and so on. So I'm a little leery about using something like that, but yeah, it's all over the place. You can buy it Canadian Tire. You can buy it at these automotive source stores. And in fact, I'm going to go buy there today. I think I'm going to probably stick to WD-40. It's never damaged my paint or anything. In fact, it cleans it pretty good around the derailleur area where everything, all the gunk accumulates. WD-40 seems to work pretty good, but boy, I use a lot of it. But anyway, I'm going to get out of here. I appreciate all the information, Pierre, and the photograph, the picture that you sent me. Randy, I'll give it back to you, and I appreciate you allowing me to get in here. VE5RJM, VA3HY. Go ahead, Randy.
Oh, no problem there, Henry. That's what this is all for there, is have a QSO and maybe learn something from each other. And, here we're talking about bicycle stuff. So, I use two things, actually. I've used WD-40 in the past, too, but, you need that straw there with it to direct it in the place that you want to put it, and it works as a great cleaner, and same as brake fluid or brake cleaner, that works. I've got a can of that if I need to clean it, but the bicycle stuff, it's just meant for a lubricant, so you don't go crazy with the spray on that. All you do is make sure you got it on the whole chain, and then work it through the gears. And it will attach it to the chain and drag it onto the rest of the gears. So you don't have to use very much of it at all. So it's a lubricant only. It's not a cleaner. So just kind of remember there's a difference between the two. So depends what you want to do. If you either want to clean it or if you want to store it for the winter and use a lubricant. So I usually use brake cleaner or WD-40 as well, but with the straw there, so you direct it to where you want it to go there on the chain and the gears. I don't just let it go and spray all over the place, because that stuff does leave stains, like you say. So, but sometimes you lose that straw, and then you can't seem to find it. My can is a red can. It's a red can. It says bicycle lubricant on it itself. So by now, it, like I said, that's been a number of years since I bought that. So I would imagine that they might have changed the look of the can and all that sort of thing. But the key thing is it says bicycle lubricant right on it, and that's what it is, a lubricant. So it's meant for putting on a chain either in the spring or the fall time. if you store your bike, and it prevents any type of corrosion. So, anyways, enough of that, and over to you there, Pierre. I don't know if there's anybody else, but leave a pause. Maybe somebody else might want to chime in and join the round table here this morning. Over to you, Pierre, VE5 Alpha Lima, VE5 RJM.
Yeah, and Roger.